in the traditional sense of how to build wealth and how everybody was telling me this is how people build wealth. So I found a lot of clients that needed my help. I would put them in wrap accounts and mutual funds and all kinds of different types of investments. And when we looked at their performance, Ola, their average rate of return, we thought they were doing great. You know, they were over 9% average. But then when we figured out their net rate of return.
A great book can totally challenge your conventional thinking and change your life for good. However, some of us just don't have the luxury of time of sitting down to read a book. But there are some instances in which we do have dead time, and these are perfect times to learn. So we can learn while driving instead of jamming to the same music on the radio, or maybe at the gym. Well, now you can. Dwelling has partnered with Amazon's Audible to give you, the Dwell listeners, a free book. Yes, a free book. So all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/dwelling and download your free book. This will also be in the show notes. You can click on the link. And if you don't have a book in mind and you say, Ola, I don't actually know where to start with. Well, awesome, because I can tell you one to start with today. It's a quintessential classic. It's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So download Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And that would basically just take your mind on a different spin. Of course, I'm always open to hear from our Dwell listeners. So email me at ola@dwelling.com. And then feel free to also give us a rating and review. This really helps us to rank better in iTunes. I can't wait to hear from you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on the Dwelling Show. I'm your host, Ola Dantes. I've got the amazing, incredible Jim Oliver with us today. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good morning, Ola. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
No, my pleasure. I was just on your podcast not long ago, so I'm really glad to have you here. So, you know, just kind of tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and kind of what you've been up to lately.
All right. And I'm Jim Oliver. I'm the founder of a company called Create Tailwind. And what we do is we show people how to build wealth beyond Wall Street, and we help real estate investors take over the banking function of their real estate practices so that they can control and leverage more money. And it's really very similar to just needing to get away from Wall Street and having the plan on how to build wealth.
Fascinating. I can hear some of our, you know, listeners thinking, ooh, that's interesting. Wealth, being my own banker, getting away from Wall Street. I like all of that. But what does that exactly mean? Like, what does that mean to be your own banker?
Okay, so let's start with we'll go to the real basics, is that the average American pays 34.5 cents of every net dollar after taxes that they earn to interest. Now, Ola, obviously not interest rate, but the volume of interest. Okay, so think about it as a normal mortgage. If you paid the mortgage for 30 years, about half goes to the bank's benefit and about half goes to your benefit. So that's the volume of interest, the amount of interest that is the portion of interest that's in each payment for the entirety of the loan. So if you think about it like this, Ola, is if you earned a dollar and you had to give me half, do you care what your interest rate is, or do you just care that you got to give me half your money?
I mean, that's a lot of chunk of my money. Yeah. Half of that, that's a chunk. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not the rate. The rate is a distractor. So what they do is the banks say to us, hey, look at the rate. You're getting a low rate. You're getting a good rate. You should be happy. But then we're thinking, wait a minute. In the first 5 years of my mortgage, about 85% of what I pay goes to the bank's benefit and about 15% goes to my benefit. Well, it's the same way in cars. It's the same way some people finance their standard of living using credit cards. But also, so what we want to do is we want to stop paying the banks that 34.5 cents. And we want to write checks to us, ourselves, instead of the banks. And because the banks are getting rich charging us that money. And so if we could recapture every dollar that you were ever going to pay for your cars, vacations, even taxes in some instances, depending on how you run your business. If you could recapture all the interest that you were ever going to pay on those, how much would that impact your wealth? And there were probably always some people out there saying, well, I pay cash for everything. But when you pay cash, you have lost opportunity cost. It's harder to see, but it's there nonetheless.
That is really interesting. I definitely want to touch on that. If I pay cash versus, you know, kind of dealing with the bank, like, is that idea or philosophy of stacking my money under the mattress, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, and then once you kind of take over the banking function for any debt that you might have, well, think of, you know, there's good debt and there's bad debt. Well, that the debt I'm talking about is bad debt because they're not assets earning you money. It's a car, it's depreciating, everything else. But think about on real estate. If I could take, we can show you a way that if you have money in this very special account, this infinite banking account, then you can collateralize that account and use the money as the down payment for real estate deals. So you, in essence, your money's in a tax shelter growing while you're using it to go, somebody else's money to go buy real estate by collateralizing your money. So we first take over your debt, get that under control, and then we start to take over your investments and act as a bank in those transactions as well.
Interesting. So I definitely want to dig into that a little bit more about, you know, from a tactical level, how that can be implemented. But I do want to go back a little bit, actually. Obviously, you're based in Denver. I just came back from Colorado, from Keystone, for a conference. Yes, great state. Just tell me a little bit more about who you are, Jim. You know, how did you get into this business? Yes.
Sure. Sure. Well, and I'm in Florida. I live in Florida half of the year. So this is the time that I choose to live in the Sunshine State. But so I got out. I grew up, Ola, in the inner city of Los Angeles. I was very poor. And I looked around and there were, poor for U.S. standards, I should say. I looked around and there were all these people with money that weren't very far from me. And whether it was Palos Verdes or Beverly Hills or Bel Air, I could drive in my car as a teenager and I could see all of this money. And then I'd go back home and think, what do these people in my neighborhood not know? Well, they didn't know how money works, right? And the people that are living in it, the ones that aren't just lucky, the other ones that are living in Palos Verdes or Bel Air or Beverly Hills, a lot of them were business owners. So I said, I got to study about money. So I got out of school, out of college, and I started studying money. And it led me to Wall Street, where for 15 years, I built a full-service financial planning firm using Wall Street and everything that I learned in the traditional sense of how to build wealth and how everybody was telling me this is how people build wealth. So I found a lot of clients that needed my help. I would put them in wrap accounts and mutual funds and all kinds of different types of investments. And when we looked at their performance, Ola, their average rate of return, we thought they were doing great. You know, they were over 9% average. But then when we figured out their net rate of return, after the fees they were paying us, okay, after the taxes, after the internal fees and other cash drags and everything else, they were really getting around 4%. Now, they were never going to get to their goal then. And it was like an epiphany for me. I started to really study my clients that had a lot of money, and I found two things. They were either in real estate or they owned businesses. So they were buying assets, not financial instruments. And those were the ones that were really making the most money. So then I started to search, how do I help people and teach people how to get into those businesses, but from the financial side? So how do I help them control that transaction and make sure that they're profiting from the banking part of that instead of the banks. And I found Nelson Nash. He has a great book that's called Becoming Your Own Banker. It's 92 pages, takes less than 2 hours to read. And it was a light bulb went off. And then I went and spent 10 hours in a seminar with Nelson Nash. And I asked all kinds of questions and got so much information. And it changed the whole focus of my practice to helping people build wealth. So, you know, as I was listening to everyone on how this is how you teach people how to grow their money, grow their wealth, I did it the traditional way. But then I had to break out of the herd because that wasn't what really made sense. It's kind of like when you said, hey, I had the American dream. I had a good job. My wife had a good job. I had a nice home. And you thought, is this all there is? It was kind of a moment like that.
Awesome. No, thank you for sharing that. Awesome. So I'm a real estate investor. I'm a syndicator. We buy apartments, yeah, dwelling. And as you're talking, I'm like, wow, okay. I definitely want to know more about this. Like, so for the average listener out there thinking, what do I really have to do? Do I just go to like my Wells Fargo bank or my Bank of America, take all my money out, and then how does this work?
So what you have to do, it's just like real estate. You have to start learning. And that's what we do at Create Tailwind is we teach people about this. We're not going to just take your money and show you what to do. It's a participatory sport, I like to say. And so is real estate investing, right? We have to teach ourselves what we don't know. So we would be the guide to help you learn if this is right for you or not for you. Because, you know, it's just like real estate. It's not for everyone. I think it's great. I love investing in real estate. But I have friends that it's just not for them. They're not, they don't have the confidence or they don't have the, they have, the, you know, the fear stops them from just doing it. So what we do is we just teach people. We just teach you and we give you more and more materials until you, either that light bulb goes off and you say, ah, I got it. Or you say, hey, this isn't for me. And so, you know, you can go to createtailwind.com and you can sign up for a free coaching session. We'll send you some materials, even if you're not ready for a coaching session. There's a lot of resources there that we can help you to start to understand this. And, you know, for the cash buyer that you mentioned, Ola, I have a great video called Why Dave Ramsey is Wrong. And he talks about just paying cash, right? But he treats your cash like it doesn't have any value. And that violates an economic principle called economic value added. And EVA for short means that your cash has a cost. It has a value. And if you treat it as though it doesn't, then you're making a big mistake.
Wow. Fascinating. I really love this. So I am kind of fascinated as well in terms of like those who have kind of gone through your course or, you know, kind of learned, you know, kind of the fundamentals of how infinite banking works. And of course, this is not the first time I'm hearing this concept. Can you kind of give us just like a case study of maybe someone that you've kind of helped through and kind of start the process and kind of how that really made a big impact, you know, when they made that switch?
Yeah, so I have a bunch of them, but this the first one that came to mind, thinking of real estate a little bit too, is we have a client who's a pilot in lives in Kentucky, and I won't say what his wife does because maybe somebody listening will figure out who this is, and I don't want to share his name with you know who it is without his permission. But he's a pilot, and he came to us and wanted to learn about infinite banking. But then since then, he's bought a bunch of real estate to where he's in the $6,000 to $7,000 a month passive income from his real estate in 15 months. Now, he had a chunk of money that he put in the beginning to start his own bank, but then he deployed that in a lot of different investments. And then he's also doing some land deals. He's doing some litigation financing. So he's doing it. His banking system is very diverse. But what he did is he took a loan from against this account. So you can collateralize this account and use the financial institution's money. So he took that with a traditional bank financing, and I think in some cases seller financing, it doesn't matter, okay? But the down payment portion came from using the infinite banking concept. So in essence, Ola, he has no money in the deal. So he's generated in 12 to 15 months, $6,000 or $7,000 a month of passive income. You know, that's one. Let me give you one other one too. It's a little bit maybe another client in Iowa. And we work with people all over the country, just like this, just like in a webinar setting. I know this is a podcast, but the video part of it, this is what you get when you work with us, is you get us live like this. But I had a young client who wanted to get into real estate, had already started in his infinite banking system, and he found a real estate investor that had a portfolio of properties for sale. And he was able to use the dollars in his infinite banking system as the down payment and the money to improve the properties to increase the rents, right? So he went to this, and this was a seller finance deal. But this guy bought, I think it was $3 million of real estate in 1 year using his infinite banking system.
Wow.
So, yeah, and his net passive income on this was just crazy. It was like close to $10,000 a month net.
Wow. Fascinating. Yeah. And I guess that's kind of where you got that eternal cash flow rather than retirement, you know, kind of a concept from, right?
Yeah. And, you know, retirement is a very, is, I mean, well, first of all, what's the definition of retirement?
Yeah. I mean,
it's to be taken out of service. Now, Ola, do you want to be taken out of service someday?
No, never, ever, ever.
Never. Me neither. Me neither. I always like to say, Ola, that my resignation will be in my obituary. So, but yeah, what we want is we don't want retirement. And if your listeners that are in their 20s or 30s, does it really make sense that you're going to work, put your money in a government plan, which means they control it for 20, 30, 40 years before you can touch it? And then you don't even know what they're going to charge you in taxes when you take it out. That makes no sense to me. So that's not the goal. The goal is that we want financial independence, because money equals choices. Choices equal freedom. And, you know, you should want to be rich, because what you can do with your money is the goal, right? I mean, I believe that God wants us to be rich so that we have resources to do his work, right? And if you don't believe in God and you believe that Bach and Beethoven just kind of crawled out of the mud and they can play the piano and I can't even play chopsticks and we're all, you know, evolving, then when I say God, just think universe.
Definitely love it. Definitely love it. I mean, we can keep going on. There's obviously so much to learn, and we can't pack that into our session here. So we're definitely dwelling into the quick rounds. These are going to be quick questions, quick answers. Right. You ready, sir?
I'm ready.
All right. First question. What makes you, Jim, unique? What is that differentiating factor that separates you from the next guy or the next girl? You can talk about Create Your Win, the company as well.
Well, you know, although I'm about transformation, like what's exciting to me is taking a client that is just wanting to learn and wanting to change their lives and wanting financial independence and financial freedom, and mentoring them and guiding them to their goal, right? To get what I love to do is transform them from wherever they are to the hero that they want to be for their family and their community and their beliefs and causes. So, you know, that's who I am. I'm the guy. I'm the guy trying to help you transform and get everything that you want. And that's what I'm passionate about, because I've done it. I've come from nothing to show people, and I can show you how to do it.
Awesome. Next question. What was the last book that you read, and what was the one thing you picked up from that book?
So the last book that it's funny because I'm reading like three books right now, but the last book that I just finished was a book called Tax Invisible. And Tax Invisible talks about how to get your money off of the IRS's radar so that when you have income coming in, it's really not income. And it's a short book, and you could read it in an hour or two. I like books like that. But another book that I just asked a friend if they had read, and they said no. And so I was listening to it while I was riding my bike outside the other day, is The Science of Getting Rich from 1910. Are you familiar with that book, Ola?
Never heard of it. Wow, but okay. I want to get that.
Okay, it's in it goes back to that there is this that God wants us to be rich so that we can and so that we can fulfill his work, right? And the thing is that there's a formula that if you follow the formula, you will get rich, but you have to think differently, right? And you have to get rid of fear, and you have to do all these things. I won't ruin the book for you, but that is a great book, and I'd recommend any of your listeners. It's a great, I don't know, when I was listening to it, I can tell you the Audible book is like 2 hours and maybe 2 hours and 30 minutes. So I'm gonna assume that you could read the whole book in a couple of hours or less.
Yeah, I mean, God did not put us on this planet to be mediocre. God always wanted us to be, you know, just exceedingly and abundantly, you know, great. So, you know, it just makes sense that, you know, being wealthy is part of that equation. Yeah, yeah, thanks for saying that.
Yeah, you're welcome. One of the things he talks about is not being competitive. You don't have to be competitive. Hmm. To be collaborative, right? And I think that's really a cool thing, because sometimes we can get, that's a scarcity mindset, is, hey, well, if Ola gets that property, then I don't get that property. Mm. And that's not how it works, right? Mm.
So. Wow. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, for sure. I'm definitely going on Amazon and checking that out. Last question. Of course, you've got, you know, Create Tailwind, you're doing a bunch of stuff, you're busy. You know, what do you do for fun?
What I do for fun is I like to go to the beach with my family and relax and read and talk to my wife and just enjoy the beauty of the beach. And I like to ride my bike. I like to get outside and a couple years ago I got into road like road bikes, cycling, and it's, you know, I go out there, it's like a moving meditation. You know, I need to do it more, but I get to do it a couple of days a week. And it's just, that's what I do for fun, I guess.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, that's always looked really cool to me, like cycling. So yeah, I might try that out. Yeah. So if there's somebody, maybe a dual listener thinking, wow, I really like what Jimmy's talking about, I like this concept, I want to learn more about infinite banking, or just see how Jim can help me, what's the best place people can reach out and find out more about what you guys are doing?
Absolutely. Go to createtailwind.com. And on there is our phone number and email address. And there's a lot of material. But if you want to email me your questions or you want to schedule a coaching session, look, the coaching session is free. It's not a sales process. I'm just going to show you something about infinite banking. And then I'm going to give you materials that you need to read, or a book or something. And then we just educate you, and then you decide if this is for you or not. It's really a cool process.
Jim, you are a legend. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Ola. It's been my pleasure.
That was Jim. I really enjoyed talking to Jim. I've actually been on Jim's podcast as well. So it's just been amazing to essentially hear his own story and obviously this concept of infinite banking. So that was fun. Obviously something I want to look into. But I think what he also said about the signs of getting rich and kind of having this concept of God as well, that kind of, you know, got my attention. So I'm definitely checking that book out. But the other thing I want to say to you guys is thank you so much for just you know, listening to The Dwelling Show. Thank you so much for watching. If it's, you know, on YouTube, it doesn't really matter where you're hearing this or watching this. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We've got a bunch of events going on. Obviously, now we're in Houston, Texas, as some of you might already know. So there's going to be an event in Houston. The best place you can find that out is dwelling.com/events. So if you go on the Dwelling website, you should see an events tab and you can kind of see where our next event is going to be. We're having one in Houston and we are obviously having one as well somewhere in California at some point. But if you just go to events on the Dwelling site and you can kind of see what we're doing and what we're getting up to. Also, I really, really, really want that review from you guys. So if you're hearing my voice, please go and, you know, review The Dwelling Show on iTunes. Give us a, you know, a 5-star review. You know, give us some tips on how we can make this better. I really appreciate you guys. I really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You may have heard the phrase, there are 1,000 ways to make $1,000 in real estate. Well, now you can actually tune into the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast with over 1,000, believe it, or 1,000 podcasts and still going. The best real estate investing advice ever show is hosted by a very good friend of mine, Joe Fellers. Joe talks to influential thought leaders. We share the best advice ever with none of the fluff. You've got to check this stuff out. So listen and subscribe at bestevershow.com. That's bestevershow.com.